英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的双语美文，欢迎收我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
Judy 老师，好久不见了。
Yeah, long time no see.I hope your holiday was as good as mine.
谢谢老师，欢迎我们全国的小伙伴们都登录到在线的直播间聊天区，和我们一起来进行今天的直播学习。今儿个带给大家呢又是一篇的英文阅读，非常有趣的故事。这个故事呢当然也是比较的贴近生活，同时呢我们还可以从中学到很多的有关一个新的职业，一个新的领域，就是 gardening, 园艺的英文单词。
Yes, today we're going to talk about a story about a boy who had a very special talent, a very special gift. Namely, he was very good at gardening. But it took him some time and difficulties to find out that he was actually good at it.
今天的故事情节呢是关于一个年轻的加拿大的小男孩，因为没有办法通过各种各样的类似于什么 IQ tests 智力测试呢，而被学校劝退了。临走的时候呢，学校的这个 psychologist doctor 校医呢就劝他，不必因为这个缺陷呢而觉得沮丧，人人都有天赋 talents， 学业是否优秀呢是不足以决定你的人生的。
Yes, the psychologist actually told the boy that he was not reallyable to get along well on in school subjects, but he did say, like, look, you got other special talents, like an intelligence quotient, an IQ, doesn't mean you're stupid if it's low.
这个故事当中啊，学校的这个老师或者是医生来说也是太直白了， be too frank.
Yeah, too frank, it can be a bad thing, but in this caseIt saved kind of the boy a lot of time in like wasting time in studying and actually figuring out his talent and using his talent. To be honest, something similar happened to me when I was in high school. My math teacher said one day, Judith, I think it's time I have to tell you. In the animal kingdom, you have St. Bernards and Chihuahuas. But it doesn't matter how hard a Chihuahua barks, it will never be a St. Bernard.Meaning, he said, Judith, you're just not good at math, and you'll never will be, so please don't do any more effort for it, because, yeah, you're wasting your time.
我们在读书学习的时候都非常看重自己的课业成绩、
yeah.
都想取得很好的成绩，但是如果有一天老师突然告诉你说，对不起，你好像这一科真的没有什么天赋，劝你就不要再学了，想对任何一个孩子来说，对任何一个学生来说，这都是内心无法承受的一种打击，是不是？
Yeah, it can be very painful if someone as a teacher says that to you, but to be honest,Like, I was very happy my teacher said it, but yeah, it also depends on the education system, I think. In China, children, they have to be good at almost everything, it seems. Like, they have to be good at math, but also in painting, and they have to be good at English, but also in science. And in our education system, it's like based on talents and qualities of children, and if you're just not good at math, like...Stop wasting your time in studying that.
是啊，其实在我们现在的社会当中呢，孩子们好像看上去都挺全能的，又能唱歌又能跳舞，一会儿还会数学，又会奥数哈，
yeah.
还有各种各样的一些其他的特殊的才能。但是在实际生活中呢，有的孩子确实在某一科目方面他就是不行，他就是没有什么太好的天赋。
Yeah, and I'm not saying that one system is correct and the other isn't. I meanCompared to Chinese children, I think Chinese children are very talented, hardworking, and sometimes that's kind of lacks in children that are used to another education system. So yeah.Everything has its pros and its cons.
是的，在我们的直播聊天室当中呢 ，John 就说 "It always happens"， 然后 Bobo 就说有同感。你看，是不是在读书的时候，我们曾经多多少少的都受到老师的一些方向性的指引？在这个故事当中呢，这个小男孩后来就没有上学了，就开始在那个 town 当中呢 find a job， 找到了一个工作。经过他的辛勤努力呢，他是终于找到了人生的秩序和方向。他发现自己在从事园艺业 gardening 方面非常的 talented， 很有天赋。再加上呢，后来有一个意外的机遇又眷顾了他，他成为了一名非常出色的园艺的设计师，同时他的父母也非常的为他感到骄傲。 就是这么样一个故事。所以今天呢，我们要和大家一起来听这个故事，学习一些呢有关人生的道理，还有就是学到很多关于园艺方面的词语和短语。好，接下来我们一起呢来听一听今天的这个故事。
The boy with the low IQ. Someday you will find what your special gift is, and when you do, you will make your parents very proud of you. One of the worst evils of today is the exaggerated importance given to so-called intelligent tests. Many other qualities besides agility in answering trick questions go into the making of human personality. A man can fail all the tests and make a wonderful life. Let me tell you what happened to a young Canadian boy.Call him Johnny Martin. He was a son of a carpenter, and his mother worked as a housekeeper. They lived frugal lives, saving their money for the day when they could send their son to college. Johnny had reached the second year in high school when the blow fell. A psychologist attached to the school called the young man, just reaching 16, into his private office, and this is what he said. Johnny,I've been studying your marks and I've gone over your various tests in motor and sensory impressions, your physical examination. I've made a very careful study of you and your achievements. I've been trying very hard, put in Johnny. That's just the trouble, said the psychologist. You have worked very hard indeed, but it has not helped. You just don't seem able to get ahead in your studies. You're just not cut out for it, and for you to remain in high school would...in my opinion, be a waste of time. The boy buried his face in his hands. This will be hard on my mother and father, he said. Their one idea is for me to be a college man. The psychologist laid his hand on the boy's shoulder. People have different kinds of talents, Johnny, he said. There are painters who were never able to learn the multiplication table and engineers who can't sing on key.But every one of us has something special, and you are no exception. Someday you will find what your special gift is, and when you do, you will make your parents very proud of you.
好，这是 Johnny 故事的第一部分，就是他在学校是如何受到了沉重的打击。每听完的一篇文章，你的语感就会好一些，每跟我们学完一节课呢，你就会英语就会有进步一些。我们一起来看今天的第一段啊。
The boy with the low IQ.
IQ 啊，就是咱们所熟悉的这个智力。
Yeah, IQ is an abbreviation of intelligent quotient that is like the measure in which someone is regarded as intelligent or not, based on some intelligence tests that measure your capability of like intelligence.
这样的 IQ 呢是需要做一些专门的 IQ 的测试 tests 来测验你的 IQ. 高叫 high IQ, or low, 低呢叫 low IQ.
Yeah, people with a low IQ are usually considered as lessintelligent than people with a high IQ.
这个文段呢一开始哈他给我们说了一段话哈，他说 Someday you will find what your special gift is. 总有一天呢你会发现你有特别的天赋。And when you do, you will make your parents very proud of you. 当你去使用它的时候，你的父母呢也会为你感到骄傲。我们先来看整段故事是什么啊 ？Let me tell you what happened to a young Canadian boy. 我们先听完整个故事 ，After we study the whole story, then we go back to the first paragraph. 看一看这个故事到底想要告诉我们什么。
Call him Johnny Martin. He was the son of a carpenter, and his mother worked as a housekeeper.
他的名字叫做 Johnny Martin 啊 ，Call him 就叫他 Johnny Martin. He was the son of a carpenter.Carpenter 是什么？木匠。
Yeah, a carpenter is someone who makes like stuff like furniture, like wooden utensils, things out of wood.
And his mother worked as a housekeeper. 妈妈呢是一个全职的家庭主妇。
Yeah, someone who takes care of the household, you know, doing groceries, cleaning, cooking, etc.
所以家庭条件呢肯定不是特别好。
Yeah.
They live
frugal lives.
他们过着一种生活叫 live 什么样的 lives?
A frugal life is a life in which you pay a lot of attention to what you spend. Like, that you don't spend your money too much on luxury items or on things that you actually don't need that much.
其实就是非常节约的、节衣缩食的一种生活。父母啊，都很节约，为的是什么呢？ Saving their money for the day. 把钱都节约下来攒下来，为了有一天 when they could send their son to college 啊，有一天想把自己的孩子啊送上大学。
Yeah, that was their main goal, their main purpose of saving money.
对，可怜天下父母心啊，自己能省就省，但是为了孩子呢，还是要把这些钱都省下来。
Johnny had reached his second year in high school when the blow fell.
Johnny 到了高中二年级的时候，突然间 when the blow fell. Blow 是一种打击。
Yeah.
Fell 是降落下来。
This is an idiom, like an expression that has a double meaning. Blow here means something very bad that can harm someone and that is very, yeah, inconvenient for someone. When the blow falls, that means that something terrible happens to someone.
When the blow fell, 这个短语我们在日常生活中也可以用，但是尽量不要用到。它的意思是一个沉重的打击袭来。是什么打击呢？ A psychologist, 心理医生， attached to the school, 啊，原来是附属于学校的这么一位心理医生， called the young man just reached 16. Just reached 16 是一个插入语，形容这个男孩呢是刚刚到16岁，刚满16岁，就把他叫到了自己的 call into his private office, 到他自己单独的办公室里来。 And this is what he said.对他说了如下的话。
Johnny, I've been studying your marks and I've gone over your various tests in motor and sensory impressions, your physical examination. I've made a very careful study of you and your achievements.
好，他说呀， Johnny 小同学啊，我一直都在研究你。 I've been studying your marks. 我在研究你的学习成绩，分数 marks.And I've gone over your various tests. Gone over 是什么意思呢？ Go over.
If you go over something, you carefully examine something.
仔细的核查了，仔细的核查了你的各种的测试。在哪些方面呢？ In motor and sensory impressions.
Yeah, motor and sensory impressions are like the way you present to use your arms and legs and your trunk, like the...way that people are capable of moving their body parts. That is motor impressions. Sensory impressions is the way that people respond to their surroundings based on their sensors, like smell, hearing, seeing, tasting. People with a higher IQ sometimes, in general actually,they are faster in responding. That means that their sensory impressions are more developed than people with a lower IQ.
哦，那看来这里对我们而言都是一个新短语哈，它是医学的术语。Motor 就是运动感觉方面的 ，sensory 呢就是感官方面的。那 impression 呢，可能就是你的这种反应和你的这个反应系统。
Yeah, like how you present that to the outside world.
你如何表现，你如何反应，这里就是 impression, 不再是印象的意思了哟。所以呢是 in motor and sensory impressions, 就是你的整个运动和感觉系统我已经做了一个仔细的研究和一个核查。我发现了，而且他后面说了 your physical examination, 就是你的身体体检情况，身体素质情况。我都检查了。然后呢 I've made a very careful study of you and your achievements. 我对你和你的 achievements 成绩也做了十分仔细的研究。话就说到这里了。意思就是说看来你这个孩子是有缺陷的。
I've been trying hard, put in Johnny. That's just the trouble, said the psychologist.
好，这个时候孩子就非常的不甘心啊，就说了一句说 I've been trying hard, 我已经很努力了，我一直都在努力。 Put in Johnny, put in 的意思就是
If you put in something, you add something to the things that are already said, or you interrupt someone by saying like, hey look, I want to say this. put in
就是打断和插入的意思啊。Johnny 这个时候呢突然就插了一句话 put in Johnny 你看这些小词啊都是非常生动的哈。
Yeah, he was really like, oh no
我们在自己写故事的时候写小短文的时候这些生动的短语完全可以用进去什么 interrupted Johnny or put in Johnny、
yeah.
都是可以的哎，医生却说 oh that's just the trouble 这就是问题的所在呀 said the psychologist
Exactly that is the problem, that's what he means. Exactly the fact that Johnny has been trying so hard is the problem.
就是说你越这么努力,这才是越大的问题所在。
You have worked very hard indeed, but it has not helped. You just don't seem able to get ahead in your studies. You're just not cut out for it. And for you to remain in high school would, in my opinion...Be a waste of time.
好，在这段话当中呢，我们有些很好的短语哈，来看一下。You have worked very hard indeed. Worked hard 就是很努力。Indeed 表示一种强调，你确实已经，你的确已经非常的努力了。But it hasn't helped. 可是呢，它没效果，它一点效果都没有。You just don't seem able to get ahead in your studies. 你只不过看上去呢，是无法好了 not be able to do something. 这里的 get ahead in your studies.
Yeah, if you get ahead in something, you obtain success in doing something. Like, to get ahead in your studies means that you, receive a lot of good results, good marks, like that you make an effort and you get good results for back.
对 ,get ahead 的意思呢其实就是走到前面去对不对 ?get ahead. 那我们就理解为是取得进步。你已经没有办法再取得任何的进步了。You are just not cut out for it. 好，这里有个更好的短语叫 cut out for something.
Yeah, this is a very funny, idiom, I think myself. To be cut out for something means that you're suitable to do something, that you have a talent to do something. If you're not cut out for something, that means that you just simply don't have the talent to do something, that you're...Just unable, no matter how hard you try.
是一块布被 cut out 下来呢，是为了做衣服；一个木块被 cut out 下来呢，是为了做这个桌子。Cut out for something 就是说你就是这块料。
Yeah.
可是如果你 not cut out for something, 就是你呀，真不是这块料，是不是？就这个意思，你天生不是这块料。And for you to remain in high school would, in my opinion, be a waste of time. 这个校医真是太直白了。对人家小孩说，你看，你现在要是 remain in high school, 继续上中学的话，依我看啊 in my opinion, 那就是 waste of time, 浪费时间了。这不是在劝人家退学吗？是不是？
Yeah, he said, just quit school, just quit high school.
问题是这个校医他怎么就能够通过这样的研究判断一个孩子的未来就不适合上学呢？会不会剥夺他受教育的机会呢？这也是一个有待斟酌的这个斟酌的问题啊。
嗯。The boy buried his face in his hands. This will be hard on my mother and father, he said. Their one idea is for me to be a college man.
小孩子知道如果他就此退学的话最伤心的是谁？是那个节衣缩食供他上大学的爸爸妈妈。
Yeah, he's really like stressing out right now because he thinks, okay, the only goal of my parents' life is to make me a college man.
是，他很懂事。
Yeah.
他很懂事，他知道自己努力学习 ,been trying hard,、
yeah.
就是因为不要辜负爸爸妈妈对他的希望。The boy buried his face in his hands.这是很形象的一个镜头啊，大家能不能感觉到是什么意思
？Yeah, it's pretty easy to guess this one, but it's like covering your face entirely with your hands.、
嗯、
Usually, when people cry, they do that. They kind of cover their face with their hands.
对，难受的时候、害羞的时候啊，或者是伤心的时候 ，bury 埋，把的脸呢埋在自己的双手当中，就是用双手捂住了脸，心里想的就是 Oh no!
Yeah,
听到了很。什么 sad news 的时候 This will be hard on my mother and father 对某人来讲什么事情很难过我们用 This is hard on somebody
Yeah, if something is hard on somebody Then something is difficult to deal with It's hard to accept
It's too much for someone
Yeah
对某人来讲啊这事太过了太多了承受不起了 Their one idea 他们唯一的希望，唯一的想法，就是 for me to be a college man， 就是让我上大学。
Yeah, a college man, someone who is able to attend university and to be accepted by a university.
好在呢，这个校医啊，也是非常的善良的，啊，不是说直接把那孩子揪出来说，你不行，你退学吧，而人家还给他说了一段话，他说
The psychologist laid his hand on the boy's shoulder.People have different kinds of talents, Johnny, he said. There are painters who were never able to learn the multiplication table, and engineers who can't sing on key. But every one of us has something special, and you are no exception. Someday, you'll find what your special gift is, and when you do, you'll make your parents very proud of you.
接下来呢 ,the psychologist laid his hand. Laid his hand 就是把他的手放在什么什么地方。Laid his hand, 放手在 the boy's shoulder, 在男孩子的肩膀上。
Yeah, if you want to comfort someone, then usually people do that.
Yeah, comfort someone. 为了抚慰和安慰某人的时候，我们把手放在对方的肩上。People have different kinds of talents, Johnny. 人人啊是各有天赋了。Different kinds of talents, he said. There are painters who were never able to learn the multiplication table. 有的是 painters, 画家。
Yeah.
画家呢却从来不能学会这个
multiplication table.
乘法表。
I'm sure you all know these because it's like one times one is one, one times two is two, that's kind of table for every number until ten. That's the multiplication table. Every kid has to learn that.
我们非常好奇啊，朱迪老师，你们欧洲的年轻人怎么学习 multiplication table? 我们是一一得一，一二得二。
Yeah.
你们也背这样的口诀吗？
Well, when we are like six or seven, we start learning that.And, then you should remember it, but don't ask me now, like, what is 7 times 6 or something, because I seriously wouldn't know. Like, we learn it only in 2 years or something, and then they assume you know for the rest of your life. But then, you get a calculation machine when you enter high school. It's great.
你们高中的时候就可以开始使用计算器了呀。
Yep.
因为我们可是一直来讲不允许使用这个 calculator.
Calculator. I seriously respect, like, every Chinese person who's able to do that, because I'm lost.
我们的这个算术乘法表是印在我们骨子里的，所以我们从小到大都会背这个哈。
Yeah.
Multiplication table. 这就是算术乘法表。
Yeah, I usually play back too. When other kids were just saying the multiplication table, I usually pretended to say something, but the teacher wouldn't hear it anyway. So, you know, I got away with it pretty good.
有的是画家，一辈子也不会这个乘法表，可是人家也当画家了呀。也有 engineers, 工程师。工程师
who can't sing on key.
也不能唱歌 on key 是什么呀？找着调。
Yeah, sing, according to notes, according to, good tones, not false.
对。啊，工程师唱歌找不着调的也有。所以就说有的人他有很好的天赋的一方面。
Yeah, some people are very talented in one thing. Painters, they should be very talented in knowing how to paint.
但是另外一方面呢，他就是不行。
Yeah.
你不能要求一个人成为一个全才，是不是？ But every one of us has something special.但是我们每个人呢都有自己独特的某方面的才能。And you are no exception. 你也不例外。You are no exception. 你也不例外。
Someday you will find what your special gift is and when you do, you will make your parents very proud of you.
总有一天你呢会发现自己那些 what your special gift is. 这里 gift, 礼物指的就是才华。
A gift here means talent, special ability.
当你 do, when you do, 当你去做的时候。
Yeah, when you find it out, when you find out what your talent is.
这个时候 you will make your parents very proud of you. 到时候你就会让你的父母为你感到骄傲的。这个 psychologist 说的很对，是不是？
Yeah, I mean, to say something like that to a 16-year-old boy,takes a lot of confidence, I think, in your case. So I guess this man had a lot of experience in dealing with, young people that he kind of knew what he was saying at the time.
可能听到这里有些同学都已经想到了自己在读初中和高中的时候，有些科目的老师呢，好像对自己不是很认真，也对自己不是很特别的喜爱，老师觉得自己好像哪一方面成绩差一些啊等等，是不是？那有一些科目的老师呢又特别喜欢你，你就觉得对那些的科目充满了兴趣，好像也学得很好。都是这样子的。好了，人生到这里对 Johnny 来说 ,16 years old, a blow fail.
Yeah.
非常沉重的打击。
Like his whole idea of, okay, I'm gonna make my parents proud of me, I'm gonna go to university, I'm gonna work hard and work harder, no matter, like, which, problems I have to overcome.
对呀、那16岁难道就不读书了吗、
Yeah.
那爸爸妈妈想让自己上大学的梦想又怎么去实现呢
?Yeah.
所以16岁的时候人生就已经开始充满了一些思想焦虑和负担了。
Yeah.
就不知道接下来的人生要怎么去过了。
Yeah, the feeling of losing everything.
对，就是这种 feeling. Feeling of losing everything, 觉得人生就此可能就完了。
Yeah.
我们现在作为一个、成年人看16岁小孩子的时候就觉得说哎呀没有什么大不了的，是不是？但是当你自己真正16岁经历这些事儿的时候，恐怕你觉得天都要塌了吧。
Yeah, definitely, you kind of lose hope.
好，看看他的人生后来是怎么逆转的。
Johnny never went back to school. Jobs were scarce in town, but he managed to keep busy mowing the lawns of the householders and puttering in their flower beds. And then a curious thing happened.Before long, his customers began to notice that Johnny had what they called a green thumb. The plants he tended grew and blossomed, and the rose trees blossomed. He fell into the habit of making suggestions for rearranging the tiny front yard landscapes. He had an eye for color and could make surprising combinations that pleased the eye. One day, while he was downtown, he happened to notice a stretch of unused land behind the city hall.Chance or fate or whatever you may like to call it brought one of the town's aldermen round the corner just at that moment. Impetuously, the boy said, I can make a garden out of this dump if you'll let me. The town's got no money for frills, said the alderman. I don't want any money for it, said the boy. I just want to do it. The alderman, being a politician, was astounded to find anyone who did not want money.Under any and all circumstances, he took Johnny into an office, and when the young man came out, he had the authority to clean up the public's eyesore. That very afternoon, he borrowed extra tools and seeds and soil. Someone gave him a few young trees to plant. When others heard of it, they offered rose bushes and even a hedge. Then the town's leading manufacturer heard of it and volunteered to supply some benches.Before long, the dreary old dump had become a little park. There were grassy lawns and little curving walks and restful seats and little house for birds. All of the townspeople were talking about what a lovely improvement the young man had made, but it was also a kind of show window for Johnny. People saw the result of his skill and knew him for a natural landscape gardener. That was 25 years ago. Today...Johnny is the head of a prosperous business in landscape gardening. His customers extend into neighboring provinces. Johnny still can't speak French or translate Latin. Trigonometry is unknown to him, but color and light and lovely prospects are his bread and butter. His aging parents are proud of Johnny, for he is not only a success, a man of affairs, and a member of the best clubs in town. He has also made his part of the world a lovelier place to live in.Wherever he and his men go, they spread beauty before the eyes of the people.
真好，还是个励志的故事。
Yeah.
从此以后呢 ,Johnny never went back to school, 就再也没有回到学校了。
Yeah, he quit school.
直接就辍学了。Job were
scarce in town.
哎，这个单词 S-C-A-R-C-E, 这什么意思呢？就是很稀缺的，很少的。
Yeah, if something is scarce, something is not really, there's not really a lot of something.
少，不多。
Yeah.
缺乏的。镇上的工作呀，其实是很难找的。但是呢 he managed to keep busy. 他还是能够让自己呢，就是一直保持着忙碌。
Yeah, to fill your day, to keep busy.
对，他还是有本事让自己保持忙碌的，就是说他还是找到了一些工作。什么工作呢？
mowing the lawns of the householders and puttering in their flower beds.
来了哟，同学们，这些咱们没有涉及过的园艺的单词都来了。Mowing the lawns, M-O-W 呢，就是修剪。
Yeah, if you mow something, you cut plants with a long vertical stem.
对。
Usually grass. A lawn is like a big a surface of grass.
草坪就是 lawn.
Yeah, that's what people usually have in their, yeah, front yard or backyard. If you go, for example, to America or Europe, you see that many people have like 5 or 10 square meters of lawn in front of their house.
这些啊都是国外的那个住家家庭、
yeah.
啊、那些 house 门口有的前院后院都得有一些 lawns.
Yeah.
而且并且这些 lawns 还必须得定期的修剪才行、
yeah.
所以这也是一份工作咱们在中国住楼房的朋友是可能没有这个概念啊但是你看看外国的电视你会发现的看看图片你也会知道 householders 就是人家那他就专门是帮人家呢去修剪草坪啊 or puttering in their flower beds flower beds 就是花坛 puttering 呢就是摆弄啊、
yeah.
开始摆弄各种花坛啊等等这些活计
And then a curious thing happened. Before long, his customers began to notice that Johnny had what they called a green thumb.
哎，奇怪的事情 ，a curious thing happened.、
Yeah.
慢慢的，奇怪的事情就发生了。Before long， 这个短语的意思是
in a short amount of time.
Yeah,
very soon.
Very soon， 很快不久，叫做 before long。His customers began to notice. 他的客户们啊，都纷纷的开始发现，说这个男孩呢，有人们所说的叫做 green thumb。这个短语咱们可是学过的啊，绿手指。来，谁来告诉我？直播间当中，谁来告诉我这是什么意思？是不是非常善于园艺的人啊 ？Green thumb， 绿手指。
The ability to make flowers or plants grow and like to maintain them, to take care of them well.
哎
，I don't have it.
大家都发现他其实是一个园艺的高手。The plants he tended， 他 tend 是什么意思？照顾吧。
Yeah.To take care of.
哎，他侍弄的那些，他照顾的叫 tend. The plants he tend grew and blossomed. 他侍弄的那些植物呢，不仅是长得很好，同时都开花了。
Yeah.
还有 the rose trees blossomed. 玫瑰花呢，也是 blossom, 形容那种繁花似锦的样子。
Yeah. If a rose tree blossoms, then on a rosery, there are actually roses. And a rose tree only does that when it's been taken care of quite good by someone with a green thumb.
对了，咱们大家可能都有这个种花种草的习惯。
嗯、
啊，有多少人呢是把花都种死了？又有多少人呢能够把自己的这些名贵的花呀都能够种的 blossomed, 繁花似锦？这都是有天赋的。这个时候呢 ,he fell into the habit of making suggestions,同时呢他也开始习惯了 fell into the habit of making suggestions 专门给别人啊来提建议什么建议呢 rearranging 重新来布置 the tiny front yard landscapes 重新布置那些小小的前院的景观
He had an eye for color and could make surprising combinations that please the eye
对了我们说 have an eye for something 的意思就是对什么东西特有
yeah,
特有天赋
Yeah, that you're especially talented to notice something or to see something very quick to have an eye for something Color and surprising combinations here mean that he sees very quickly how a garden should be arranged how a landscape shouldLike have different kinds of plants with different colors that match with each other, that look good with each other.
好 ,have an eye for something, 我们就理解为对什么东西很有鉴赏力。
Yeah.
啊他对色彩很有鉴赏力。而且呢 ,could make surprising combinations that pleased the eye. 他的那种对于颜色的搭配啊是那种能够做出一些出人意料的搭配、
yeah.
,combination 搭配。而且这种搭配呢能够让人 please the eye, 让人看了以后赏心悦目就是审美能力很高。
Yeah. Good color combinations, for example, are like, you should not combine pink roses with orange roses or something.
Oh, no.
It's a bit weird. But, like, I'm sure every girl knows which colors match when they pick out their clothes. It's just the same with gardening, actually. But some people, they really don't see that. They just put in plants in their garden and think, yeah, okay, there are plants in my garden. I'm done.
Hey.
But he had a really special talent to pick out the right flowers and plants that matched with each other.
园艺是一种设计，关于色彩、形状的各种的搭配。
Yeah.
你要做出来有美感、赏心悦目，所以对人是很有要求的，尤其是天赋。所以你看，这方面他就非常的 talented， 渐渐的也发现了自己的天赋。好了，有趣的事情发生了。
One day, while he was downtown, he happened to notice a stretch of unused land behind the city hall.Chance or fate or whatever you may like to call it, brought one of the town's aldermen round the corner just at that moment. Impetuously, the boy said, I can make a garden out of this dump, if you let me.
一切都发生了特别的偶然。有一天 ,he was downtown, he was downtown, 就是去城里的时候。
Yeah, in the city.
He happened to notice a stretch of unused land, a stretch of 一大片。Unused land, 闲置的土地。
Yeah, land that was like deserted.
Behind the city hall. City hall 就是市政厅。Chance or fate or whatever you may like to call it. 这个时候就是说是 chance 也好是机遇也好是 fate 也好是命运也好 or 不管你怎么说这件事情吧 whatever you call it.
Just something.
Just something. 神秘的一些东西呢 brought one of the town's aldermen.Around the corner. 就是这种机缘使然。诶这会儿吧就突然来了一个市政委员叫 Alderman.
Yeah,
around the corner.
An Alderman is a member of a local government, it's usually city government.
Yeah, 市政委员。他恰好就走过这个市政厅的拐角。这会儿呢这个 Johnny 也在那个地方。Impetuously, 就是一阵冲动的。这个男孩就说
Very impulsively I can make a garden out of this dump If you let me
如果您让我如果您允许的话我可以把这样的一个 dump 变成一个花园、
yeah.
叫 make a garden out of something 就是从这个 dump 当中把它变成一个什么
The town's got no money for frills said the alderman I don't want any money for it said the boyI just want to do it.
这个市政官员可能也是措手不及哈。
Wow.
冷冷的就说 Oh, the town's got no money for frills.、我们市里可没有什么钱来搞什么美化。这个 frills 就是
Frills are extra added、attributes that make something prettier or nicer to look at.
哎，就是咱们所说的美化吧。啊，这个市政委员就冷冷的说哎，男孩就说 I don't want any money for it. 我一分钱都不要。Yeah. I just want to do it.我就想试试。
Yeah, he just saw that dump, that ugly looking place, and he was thinking a great brilliant plan, and he really wanted to do it.
他就是想做，他觉得那块地吧，闲置起来不好看。也许呢，通过自己的才能，还能把它变成一块好看的花园。所以他就斗胆地提出来试了一试。
The alderman, being a politician, was astounded to find anyone who did not want money,Under any and all circumstances.
当然这个市政委员是非常的震惊
yeah,
对不对
He's like, someone doesn't want to have any money for hard work?
这里我插入语说 The alderman being a politician. 作为一个政客哈
yeah, Someone who does politics.
政客这里边都是涉及到很多的这个利益交换的。他觉得astounded, 就是
very surprised because something unexpected happens.
More than surprising.
Yeah.
比惊讶还惊讶就完全就震惊了说anyone who didn't want money, 竟然有人不要钱。
Yeah.
而且是 under any and all circumstances. 就是说
Yeah, no matter what.
对对对
no matter what happens, no matter what he will do and will have to do, if he takes up this responsibility, like, no matter what, he doesn't want money.
这个 under any and all circumstances 是情况 ,under circumstances 就在某种情况下。那在哪种情况下呢任何情况下。 这句长句子就等于 no matter what， 是无论如何。他很惊讶地发现这年轻人干活不要钱。接下来
He took Johnny into an office，
他就把 Johnny 呢领进了一间办公室。
And when the young man came out，
当这个年轻人出来的时候，
He had the authority to clean up the public eyesore.
他已经得到了 authority,、
yeah.
授权。
Yeah, if you have the authority over something, you have the right to control something.
对啦，你已经有了这个授权、
yeah.
来 clean up the 公共的
eyesore,
眼中钉 ,eyesore, 眼中钉。
Something that is very ugly to see.
哎，大家都觉得这块闲置的土地啊，简直就是个垃圾场。
Yeah.
一个垃圾堆，大家都不喜欢。
That very afternoon, he borrowed extra tools and seeds and soil. Someone gave him a few young trees to plant. When others heard of it, they offered rose bushes and even a hedge. The town's leading manufacturer heard of it and volunteered to supply some benches.
说干咱就干啊！上午刚授权，下午就开始干活了。
Yeah, right that afternoon, that very afternoon.
啊，也是闲不住。而且他一旦开始干活的时候啊，好多人都开始来帮他。您看 ,very afternoon, 就在那个下午 ,that very afternoon, he borrowed extra tools, 他借来了额外的工具。好了，看了啊，原意的单词又来了 ,seeds, 种子
,yeah,
soil, 土壤借来了。Someone gave him a few young trees to plant.有人呢给了他一些年轻的树，年轻的树是什么呀？小树苗嘛，对不对？
Yeah.
哎，有人又给了他树苗。同时呢 ，when others heard of it， 其他人还听说了这件事儿以后呢 ，they offered
rose bushes。
你看看，玫瑰花丛也给他提供来了，还有
a hedge，
树篱笆叫 hedge。
Yeah， a few green plants next to each other that form a sort of Yeah, wall of plants.
对，一听说，哎呦，在为市政厅做这个花园，
yeah.
好多这些纷纷的什么供应商都来了。
Yeah.
然后呢 ，then the town's leading manufacturer heard of it. 说这个市里的，这个镇上的一家 leading 啊，特别
most important, most outstanding
啊，特别大的一个工厂，你知道，一家制造商也听说了这个事情，然后就 volunteer to。非常就志愿的来给他提供了一些
benches
长椅
yeah the things you sit on when you are going to a park like there's just couches of yeah of made of wood or iron where people can sit on in parks
有树有花有树篱还有长椅这不就是要打造一个花园一个 park 的节奏了吗
yeah they're making a park
好
Before long, the dreary old dump had become a little park. There were grassy lawns and little curving walks and restful seats and little houses for birds. All the townspeople were talking about what a lovely improvement the young man had made.
Before long, 又来了这个短语，就是不久以后。这个 dreary, 一个很
depressing,
令人沉闷乏味的。
Yeah.
不好看的 old dump 老的垃圾场就变成了一个 little park 小小的花园、啊、我们来看后面怎么描写这个花园的 they were grassy lawns、啊、grassy 绿油油的
yeah having a lot of grass
你看绿油油的草坪
yeah
然后有 little curving walks curving 那个弯弯曲曲的蜿蜒曲折的 walks 就是那种花园中的小径
Yeah, a curving walk is like a path that is not exactly straight,、
嗯、
that is going like、to the left and then to the right, just so you can walk everywhere.
哎，曲径通幽啊，就是 curving walks. 同时还有 restful seats, 啊，供人休憩的这种座位，还有 little house for birds, 还有为小鸟搭建的窝巢。
Yeah,
一片生机盎然的景象。All the town people were talking about what a lovely improvement the young man had made. 镇上所有的人都在谈论说，这个年轻人把我们这块地方变得多么的可爱呀。
Yeah, like, thanks to him, this area has become so pretty, lovely improvement.
结果呢？
But it was also a kind of show window for Johnny. people saw the result of his skill and knew him for a natural landscape gardener.
这同时也成为了某种 show window for Johnny. 对 Johnny 来说也是他展示才华的一个窗口是吧
Yeah, like that's a presentation in which someone can show its special talent or its special like abilities, a show window.
People saw the result of his skills. 人们是完全看到了他的这个本事才华的结果同时 knew him for a natural landscape gardener 也知道了他是一个 natural 天生的 landscape gardener 园艺设计师
Yeah, he's a natural talented landscape gardener He's able to make landscapes to really yeah, make gardens as, yeah, as pretty as possible
这下就有名了对不对
Yeah
有名了就有生意了吧
嗯That was 25 years ago. Today, Johnny is the head of a prosperous business in landscape gardening. His customers extend into neighboring provinces. Johnny still cannot speak French or translate Latin. Trigonometry is unknown to him.
这已经啊是25年前的事情喽。
Yeah.
That was 25 years ago. 你看他在他人生的现在已经都是40多岁了。
Yeah, like, math, bad at it.
考验数学的时候。
41.
数学的时候到了。
Okay.
Today, Johnny is the head of a prosperous business in landscape gardening. 他现在已经是一家非常 prosperous, 生意兴隆的。
Yeah, a very successful, very, very lucrative.
园艺设计公司的负责人咯。His customers, 他的客户们 extended to neighboring provinces.已经完全的扩展到了邻近的那些省份了。
Yeah, even in provinces nearby, people know him.
这是走向全国、扑向世界的节奏哈。
Yeah.
Johnny still cannot speak French. 可是他到现在呢，说说他那些智商测验的结果吧。
Yeah.
也不会说法语，也不会 translate Latin. Latin 就是拉丁语。
Yeah, Latin is the language people spoke in ancient Rome. And many people in Europe, they have the choice to learn that in school too. Because in Europe, that used to be the leading language for a long time. So many ancient texts and very important books are all written in Latin, no matter in which country.
所以在欧洲你们对拉丁语也是一个选修甚至是必修的科目
Yeah, it's a compulsive course in gymnasium like the highest level of high school but it's yeah, you can choose it as a course as well if you have a lower level
所以至今他拉丁也不行
No,
拉丁语也不行
Even that he cannot do
另外那个所谓的 trigonometry 三角学那更是一窍不通了 It's
yeah.
unknown to him.
Yeah, trigonometry, it's a branch of math that deals with measuring triangles and squares, like the surface of that.
但如果他能懂一点可能对他的 gardening 会更好吧
Yeah, it would be helpful, but maybe on his own way, he knows that already. He doesn't even need trigonometry.
好我们来看后来最后一段。
But color and light and lovely prospects are his bread and butter.His aging parents are proud of Johnny, for he is not only a success, a man of affairs, and a member of the best clubs in town, he has also made his part of the world a lovelier place to live in. Wherever he and his men go, they spread beauty before the eyes of people.
But color and light and lovely prospects are his bread and butter.什么是某个人的 bread and butter? 就是说他是你的面包和黄油就是说这是你的 job.
Yeah, it's your stable and very lucrative job.
Hey,
just something you genuinely like doing and it gives you money as well.
稳定的职业。
Yeah.
色彩光线和宜人的景观设计 lovely prospects.
Lovely view.
哎，宜人的景观成了他的一个稳定的职业。这个时候，爸爸妈妈会为他骄傲吗
？Yeah，
当然会。His aging parents， 年迈的父母，此时此刻终于为他感到了骄傲 ，are proud of Johnny， for he is not only a success， 不仅因为他是一个成功人士了。怎样成功呢 ？A man of affairs，
Yes, a man of affairs, someone who knows things, who is very, important and very specialized in his, business.
对，一个很有自己事业的人 ,a man of affairs, and a member of the best club in town. 同时还是自己的什么、
yes.
自己这个 town 里面最好的俱乐部里头的。
Yeah, like you have, in many towns you have that, like the
成功人士俱乐部。
Yeah, the royalty club or something.
成功人士俱乐部、
yeah.
就是他已经是个成功人士了。同时呢不仅因为他成功了更重要的是 he also made his part of the world a lovelier place to live in.、
Yeah.
他把他自己的那部分世界呢变得更好了 a lovelier place to live in, 更为宜居了。
Yeah, literally, like by gardening and making an environment so nice,He literally makes his part of the world, like, just lovelier to live in, just more beautiful.
你不觉得他的人生在16岁的时候就是一个 dump, 对不对
Yeah.
他是 make a park, made a garden out of a dump.
Yeah.
他把自己那块垃圾地呢变成了自己的花园。And wherever he and his men go, his men.
Yeah, his men, his employers, his employees.
His team.
Yeah, his team.
无论他和他的设计团队到哪里去。They spread beauty before the eyes of people. 他们都散播赏心悦目的美丽。
Yeah, they make everyone, happier with showing them, like, beautiful gardens, with making beautiful gardens for them.
所以这是不是一个非常 inspiring story?
Yeah, definitely.
很励志的故事。
Don't give up. No matter if you are bad at something, if you have troubles with something, you still have a talent. Everyone has a special talent.
所以我们再来看这个第一段的 first paragraph. Someday you will find what your special gift is.And when you do, you will make your parents very proud of you.
So true. One of the worst evils of today is the exaggerated importance given to so-called intelligence tests.
说呢 one of the worst evils of today. 说如今啊非常非常差的
Yeah, bad things.
很不好的很不幸的一件事情就是这个 exaggerated importance 被过分夸大的重要性它给予了 so-called 这种所谓的 intelligence tests、
yeah.
就是智力测试呢被过分看重
Yeah, people regard intelligence tests as too important That's why the word so-called
你智商高你就高人一等你要是智商低恐怕你这人生就没什么出息了这是如今啊 the worst evil of today 最不幸的事情
Many other qualities besides agility in answering trick questions go into the making of human personality
还有很多其他的素质啊 besides 就是除了这是什么
agility
就是敏捷性哪方面的敏捷性呢 in answering trick questions
Trick questions are questions that make you think you have to answer them in a certain way, but they're really very tricky because you should not answer in that certain way. It takes a certain intelligence to notice that.
所以这就是一种 part of the IQ tests.
Yeah.
这种敏捷应答难题的能力，这种素质啊，除了这种素质之外呢，也应该是 go into the making of human personalities, 也参与人格的塑造。
Yeah, they influence very, very deeply someone's personality.
就是说除了你能够敏捷地应答难题、
yeah.
解决什么奥数问题等等之类的、
yeah.
之外其他素质呢也整个参与人格的塑造。A man can fail all the tests.
Yeah, someone can fail all the intelligence tests and make a wonderful life.
同样呢也是可以哈、啊、过上一种非常好的生活过上就算是各种测试是一败涂地也能够活出精彩的人生。
Yeah, and so true based on this story.
所以人人皆有天赋幸则梦成真是不是
Yeah.
好这就是加拿大的孩子 Johnny Martin 的故事不知道大家从中收获了什么呢朱莉老师有什么想说的
Well, I sincerely like this article a lot because, you know, it's very recognizable, I'm sure, for many of you, but also for myself. And I personally believe, like, people are not black and white. Like, if you are having a low IQ, if you score bad at an IQ test, so what? It's only a test developed by someone. It's not the, yeah, it's not the complete picture that such a test gives you.
是的，那在生活里啊，就是生活的时候要多看自己的优点，多多发掘出自己的 talent.
Yeah.
啊，用它来生活，用它来造福这个社会。
Yeah, the trick is to find opportunities and to give yourself also the time to use opportunities to develop your own talent and to, well, find out what your talent actually is.
所以你应该用那句话呢来鼓励自己。Someday you will find what your special gift is. And when you do, you'll make your parents very proud of you.
Yeah, and not only your parents, also yourself.
好，这就是今天为大家带来的双语美文 The Boy with the Low IQ， 希望大家喜欢。感谢 Judy 老师。
Thank you all for listening.
下次见。
See you.